Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm the realest. Give me a pen and pad, I'm a killer. Just let me song play and I'm in. I'm a self-damn, don't really, you know, villain. I'm sending out to make the world hear me. If you're afraid of this, then you gon' feel me. Cause when I get loud, I bet the people miles and miles away can't even hear me. Even my haters try to hang out with me. All y'all keep listening out for me. They tryna catch me slipping, no, I ain't even tripping, no, man, they don't even faze me. All my haters keep hating on me. I won't stop, but you throw salt on me. I like my shit with seasoning, you can never stop me, man. Have you heard about me? 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 First things first, have you heard about me? 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 Bob your head, have you heard about me? 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 First things first, have you heard about me? 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 There ain't no cure for my sickness. I'm just that cold and you're my witness. Already smoking for a zone, don't even try to run game. Only my bacon kisses. I make you turn around the moment that you hear me. To my day one fans, I know you feel me. Everything I was before and the only way I will stop if somebody else kill me. Don't really care how you feel about me. By the way, I'm always nice to meet me. I do more than just R&B. Make sure you follow me. Facebook, Twitter, IG. I told y'all don't be sleeping on me. Way more to come, be patient and see. Middle fingers to who I can stand. Watch me go in section bands. Hey!
Have you heard about me? 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 Me?
First things first, have you heard about me? 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 Bob your head, have you heard about me?
Me? Me? Me? Me?
First things first, have you heard about me? 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 Me?
You wasn't worried, now you worry about me. You wasn't searching, now you looking for me. You wasn't hearing, now you heard about me. You wasn't worried, now you worry about me. Have you heard about me?
First things first, have you heard about me? Raise your hand, have you heard about me? First things first, you need to hear by me.
Well, all right. Welcome, everyone. Hey. Let's jazz it up on Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss. I'm your host with the most tonight. Have you heard about Roe? Yes, I heard about you.
Heavy.
Yeah. Tell the fans about yourself so they can get to know about you or heard about you.
Well, okay. Well, my name is Ro, R-O, and I'm originally out of Houston, born and raised, so a true H-Town person right now. My vibe, my music, it's life experiences, it's observations of other people's life experiences, and I don't call myself just an R&B singer because I like to do pop. I like to do hip hop. I like to do trap. I like to do R&B, soul, jazz. So
Ooh. That's
me in a nutshell.
I've seen you online on YouTube and you do a lot of performances and you sang a lot of R&B music. So you're getting up there, lady. You sound very well. Well, you keep trying because you sound very good. You sound very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, make sure you check me out on YouTube, Rose the Singer.
All right. Y'all hear that? All right. So did you sing in the church choir growing up as a little girl? Is your family mostly singers, musicians? How did it come about?
Strangely enough, like, and as far as people singing in my family, I might have two family members that actually can. Everybody else, I have I never got the play instrumental gene. Most of my family has that. Like, my dad plays piano, he can play flute, he can play drums. I can't. Hand-eye coordination, it don't work for me. But Now, as a kid, I started singing when I was like about 3. You know, back then they had the old school radio. You had to press the button and then turn the knob to get to the channel. So, my first song I heard was Whitney Houston. So I grew up as a Whitney Houston fan, and then I transitioned to Toni Braxton, Tina Turner. But I spent maybe a couple of years in choir and church, and then throughout my school years all the way up until I graduated, I did choir nonstop every year faithfully.
So, you mentioned that you stayed participating in the choir at school. What school was that? Can you mention it, please?
I graduated from C. King High School out here in Houston. So all the way, that whole district, I stayed in that district all my life. I didn't do it in college. College wasn't really, they weren't up to par in college.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. That's understandable. Most people are that way as well. What music artists or groups inspired you to sing? What are your favorite groups besides just Whitney Houston? I can tell, and Jill Scott, of course, and Tina Turner. Groups?
I was a real big boy from infant.
Say that again.
Growing up, I was a real big Boyz II Men fan growing up.
Right, okay.
A real big Boyz II Men fan, and I loved Escape. I had got their CD, Traces of My Lipstick, and I must have played that until it scratched up and everything.
All right. So, have you have any other albums that you have released?
Currently, no. I just released Have You Heard About Ro? And then right now I'm actually working on another one. It's not titled yet, but I want this one to be a little bit more open-minded for a lot of different things. So we're going to try to really put out a lot of different genres in this next album.
All right. So can you give us a little sneak peek? When will it be coming out? Later this year?
Later this year, I'm going to try to push everything for kind of late summer, June, July,
okay.
Somewhere back that way.
Okay. So you're going to put a little bit of everything in there, huh?
Yeah, I want a little bit of – I grew up my father was – very, very specific when he came to me, and he was like, you know, always be very diverse, you know, always listen to something new. Don't try to stick to the same thing, because he got me into rock and roll and rap and different things like that. That's what he likes to listen to. My mom was strictly, you know, R&B.
Right. Okay. All right. So why don't you go ahead and give the audience out there that's listening, your website information and any social sites that you're on that they can follow you up on.
Y'all can all check me out. My website is haveyouheardaboutro.com, all together, and you spell Ro, R-O. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook or SoundCloud, and you would put in Ro-Ro. _ letter B, S-A-N-G-I-N-G. So it's Roro _ B-Sangin, because I do B-Sangin. And and that's where you can get, like, if you go to my website, haveyouheardaboutro.com, you can see when I do my events. You can see post pictures. I always take pictures of my fans. And so I have a section for all my fans that actually have heard about Ro, and I post them up there. So if you need to see anytime I'm doing events, anytime I'm doing shows, any new music, a lot of that stuff is always going to be posted and updated on my website at any time. You can go.
All right. Now I'm going to spin this song called Run. I know there's a story on this behind this song. So can you give me and the audience a brief information behind how you come up with the title of this song called Run?
Run was more of an inspirational song. This song was for me telling myself, like, you know, you have so much and the world is so big. So it's like, don't limit yourself to being in this one spot. Don't limit yourself to only doing this one thing. Don't limit. It's pretty much for you to literally push yourself beyond limits. So don't walk, don't skip, don't jump, run. Go for it. Push it.
All right. Here's Run by Ro. Stay tuned. My digits, 657-383-0771, and speak to Ro tonight. All right. I like that song, Run. I like that. It makes you sit back and think in a zone. Wow. Is that a new single going to be on?
No, that is actually, Run is actually going to be a new single that will be on the new album that's coming out.
Right, right.
That's going to be the very, that's actually our very first single.
Okay. All right. All right. So what do you want all the your fans to, what is your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, bro?
My music is meant, I understand, you know, as human beings, we go through so much stuff. And music is so powerful and so healing. And I want my music to be able to reach out to people and to help them heal. Music helped me heal. I've been, like, when you start to hear and listen to some of the stuff that I've went through, I pretty much, a lot of my music is me talking back to myself to tell myself, like, hey, wake up. And I want that to be able to, for me to be able to do that same thing to other individuals. Because I've been where you've been, somebody else has been where you've been, and you're not in it alone. And you can get through it, you can make it, you can profit from it, you can thrive from it, you can do everything from it. If you want to, you can run from it, but, you know.
All right, all right, all right. So I know that people will be looking on your website for any upcoming performances or events, but can you mention any in any cities that you'll be doing any performances? Live performances?
Well, currently I just have some, I have a performance February 11th, but it's going to be out here in Houston. Right now, I'm not trying to do too many currently because we're still trying to finish up the album and stuff like that. And then once I have that kind of situated and going close to around summertime, I should be back doing different shows. I'm trying to, through the South, I'm actually wanting to try to get some stuff set up at colleges. And make sure that the colleges know about Ro.
Right.
Because they need good music. Like, a lot of the music that we're hearing now, it's not memorable. It's not something they can play all the time. You know, different things like that. Like, they need that music.
Yeah, they do.
But touring coming soon, cities coming soon, be ready.
yeah, just in time. Now, have you done any community events based on your talent and skill, charity event to help out in your community?
I actually do. They have, especially out here, we have out in Montrose, there's a restaurant, and then there's also a friend of mine. He always does, every year, he does Toys for Tots. He does HIV awareness, breast cancer awareness events, all kinds of stuff. So every year, I always try to participate.
All Everything. Right. So do you have a favorite or organization that you put your work into for?
I don't have a favorite organization. I never try to just focus on one. Wherever I can help, I help.
Okay. All right, then. All right. And what are your future aspirations in the music industry?
All my songs I actually write myself. In future plans, I want to be able to be out there writing for, you know, Beyonce, Rihanna, Mary J. Blige, Jill Scott. I want to expand more besides just doing music. I want to possibly start a label, but I want to find, you know, our actual artists that really, really, you know, really, really talented, because there's so many people out there, like, focus on looks and, you know, gimmicks and it's not about real talent, and there's so much real talent out there. I also, like I said, I love to write. I've always, a part of me always wanted to be a writer as well, so I wanted to go in towards acting, producing scripts, kind of want to dip my hand in all the industry if I can.
Right. So, have you participated in any talent shows where you received any music awards for your singing?
That's so many years ago. When I was younger, I did, like, talent shows and stuff. Now I just kind of do, I never do, like, just talent shows anymore. I do, you know, a lot of open mics and stuff like that. But
No, I don't really participate. They really don't have that many Tyler shows out there like that. And I've never been a I don't like to do like The Voice and American Idol stuff like that because I guess it doesn't feel real when it's not my music.
Right. I'm getting ready to spin another one of your song tracks. This one's called Tear on My Pillow. I know there's a story about the title of this song. Can you give us a little bit on that?
Yes. Now, this song was about, this was actually my manager signed this song of mine. I wrote this when I was about 16. So this was over 10 years ago that I wrote this song. And this is about, you know, you're young, you're dating, you know, this is kind of like your first heartbreak type song. Like, this is my first experience.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What Tear on My Pillow is all about.
All right, everyone. This is Tear on My Pillow by Ro.
So
All right, that is Tear on My Pillow by Ro. You're a good Ro. You are really good.
You think so? You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I like all your music. I love your voice, how you blend in with melody, your songs. They're surreal. They're real. Have you ever wanted to sing with a favorite celebrity music artist? And who would that be? If you was on the stage, what artist that you love that you would collaborate with in front of the audience?
See, that would be a toss-up. I love John Legend, especially. I love his music. I love his tone. I love how he does his ballads and everything. I'm a big Anthony Hamilton fan as well.
Oh, so that would be awesome.
And see, Bruno Mars is so awesome because he's bringing back the music that, you know, I grew up on, the feel of it, the vibe of it, everything.
Yeah. I seen his show the other night. He's real. He is really real. You can hear the music. Yeah. You can hear how he sings, how he can move with his sound, energy and everything, you know? Yeah, bring back all R&B. I love that. And I love that you bringing back R&B as well. So keep that up. Have you collaborated with any other singers or groups?
No, I haven't. I'm really, really picky.
No.
when it comes to that. It's because I wanted to make sure, like, you know, what I'm trying to do. Because, you know, like, the music I'm trying to do, not a lot of people are trying to do. So it's like, and I don't want to jump into that, you know, if I don't really agree with it.
Yeah. You got to be picky nowadays about a lot of stuff. Yeah. So if anybody wants to call on the show, just call my digits at 657-383-0771 and speak to Ro tonight. If you would like, you can give a shout out to any of the supporters that supported you on your musical journey, Ro.
Shout out to the producer, Bass Heavy. He's the one that actually produced the beats for Run and Tears on My Pillow. Big up to my family because they've been behind me, to my fiance because I'm actually getting married on March 3rd. And he's been there to love me and support me and tell me I'm beautiful to make me feel better every day, you know, doing what he's supposed to be doing. A big shout out to my fans, to my big supporters, my real supporters, my day one fans when I started way back in the day, and y'all are still following me. And I still actually have classmates that had a CD I made in high school that was just my choir director had a machine where you can, you know, you can go and record a little song on a CD. The only catch was, you know, you can't stop it, so you had to just kind of go through. So if I messed up, I messed up. And I actually have a couple of friends that still have that CD.
Wow.
So shout out to my biggest, my old supporters, my new supporters, to my friends, my family, my loved ones, my producer, my fiance.
All right. And I would like to ask you, what type of jazz are you into? You say you sing jazz, so what type of jazz is that? Contemporary?
I've always wanted to get a beat where I can, like, scat. There is, I can't remember her name. It was, like, old music back when I was about 11 or 12. And I was in choir. Our teacher, my choir director, made everybody kind of pick a jazz song. That was like our jazz section. And, you know, you had to go find something. So I did a song called Strange Fruit. And another lady's first name was Bessie. And I picked it because that's my grandmother's first name. But I fell in love with that song that it motivated me. And I feel like jazz to me is smooth. So I just listen to any kind, but it's smooth. It's relaxing. It's sexy. It's calm.
Yeah.
It puts a little mystery in it.
So if you write a song for jazz, Can you give a little live performance right now?
Wrote a song for jazz. Well, I have a song, Sober Thoughts, and it starts off with that I'm not deep, 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 day. That I know deep, 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 day. That I know that don't deep, deep, day. That I know deep, 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 day. I'm feeling so tipsy. Sleep couldn't get me, and slowly the bottle's getting dry. I'm smoking and drinking, cause I can't stop thinking about how I can't let life pass by.
Hey, you go, girl. Hey, everybody give a shout out to Ro. Ro!
That is off my CD, Have You Heard About Ro? That is actually my favorite song.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. So can you go ahead and give the listeners out there your website information again and where they can purchase your music?
Yes, check me out at haveyouheardaboutro.com. You can get my music. You can. I haven't put my merchandise up there yet. We'll have T-shirts and different things like that. That's coming soon. You'll be able to purchase that off of the website. You can see where I have all my shows, where I have all my events. All that's always posted on my website. You can also access all my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. All that is on haveyouheardaboutro.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, it is Roro, R-O-R-O, letter B, S-A-N-G-I-N-G. So it's Roro underscore B-Sangin. Because I be singing. And my single Run is actually on all online stores. So you can go online, type in Run, R-U-N with an exclamation point, and you can purchase my single.
All right. So, I'm just about out of what all I want to ask you. Is there anything you want to bring out on air tonight you want to mention?
Again, make sure you check out my website, haveyouheardaboutro.com. Just a big shout-out to, again, my fans, my friends, my producer, Bass Heavy, that made the track Run and Tears in My Pillow, to my fiancé. I love him so much. I can't wait to get married. And to all my friends and fans and everybody, you know, really, if you have a dream, if God bless you with the talent, do not waste it. Do not jeopardize it. Go for your dream.
Y'all heard that, fans? All right. So I would like to ask you the last question of the showcase. What are your words of wisdom for those that want to get into the music industry as you? Do you have any advice you want to give?
Be ready to lose sleep. Be ready to work hard. Be ready to stress yourself out. But it's going to be worth it in the end. And also, do you. Don't let anybody try to change who you are. Do you. Because if you try to be like everybody else, it's not going to really work out for you. They already got somebody else.
Right. Very, very helpful advice, and thank you for that, Ro. If there's any other words you want to mention, any other information you want to mention, you can go ahead. I was going to spend another one of your songs. It's called Don't Need You. Can you give me a little brief story behind that song?
I Don't Need You is it was an experience that I went through, but I'm happy that I went through it because of the person that I'm with now. But this is also a song, and it's for women to understand, and I mean men, because, you know, men do go through it too. You fall for somebody that you love unconditionally, but they don't love you back the right way, so you don't need that person. You'll realize that you can do good by yourself. It's kind of one of those. And, you know every girl needs a he ain't kind of song.
Right, that's right. You got that right. Thanks, girlfriend. But anyways, Love the participation that you came on tonight. You're always welcome to come back on my show. Let us give us an update on your new music project. Keep in touch with me. I'll be following you, bro. And I'll still be putting your music out there for your for our new listeners and the show. If anyone have missed the show, I know there are working people out there, but this show will still be active for over a year or so if anybody wants to catch up on the show. Yeah, you know, so click that link, save that link, copy and paste it, and you'll be able to listen to it right from your phone. And I want to thank you for coming on my show, and you have a blessed evening, Ro, and I'll get
you
back
too.
In touch with you. All right. This is Brenda Mall signing out. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Thank you for your support. Stay tuned in all my other shows coming up to all the way up to the end of this month. I got shows coming up next month as well. I got jazz, R&B, and I actually got a couple of authors. So stay tuned, everyone, and thank you all for your support. Brenda Mall signing out with Don't Need You by Ro.
I think you damaged me.
Why? I wish I never fell in love with you. But this pain is something I gotta go through.
Right now,
right now,
right now.
Oh, boy. I wish I never fell in love with you. But this pain is something I gotta go through.
Right now,
right now, right now.
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 Right now, 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 right now